Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And here we are. So it is Wednesday, which means we are in the maintenance and mindfulness group talking all things maintenance for Way and Wednesday. So I'm excited for this one today. So for those of you that can't see but are listening, we have a bit of an extended panel. So as you know, on Wednesdays, we come on to the maintenance and mindfulness group and we talk to our community. And we have a bit of a bigger community joining us today. So Gina, unfortunately, is not here, but you have me, as always, Odette, the manager of the maintenance and mindfulness group. We have the lovely Kim joining us. Thank you, Kim, our weight loss group manager.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And then our extended panel. So we have three amazing members of our community. We only see two right here. I think one might be popping back in. It's never a way in without technical difficulty, right? So I'm sure we'll get her back. So we have Glendora joining us. So Glendora, member in maintenance. So she's been in maintenance since about, oh, there's Vicky. So she's been in maintenance since about October of 2023 after losing 30 pounds. We have Vicky, who has just popped in. We were just saying, Vicky, it's not a weigh-in without a technical difficulty. So we're glad you're back. And you've been in maintenance since about spring, summer 2023 after losing 35 pounds. And we have Sid. So Sid has been around with us for a little while. So Sid has actually lost a total of 50 pounds, some of it with another method. But when he started to slowly come back, he joined the Living Method to get that weight off and has been maintaining with us ever since. So welcome, panelists. I'm excited to get going today.
Thank you.
So we have our three extended panelists on because we are talking community. And just recently, last week or the week before, I can't remember, the days go by so fast, we did a squat challenge, which, you know, really brought the community together. We really felt like this was kind of reinforced the need for community. We had a few members saying, you know, I haven't been in the group lately and, you know, this community challenge, knowing that we're doing it all together, has brought me back and it has me feeling re-energized. And the three of you, Glendora, Vicky, Sid, I know you all participated in the challenge. So I just wanted to kind of dive into that. And Kim, I want your opinion too, because, you know, community is such a big part of the weight loss group. I mean, it really is what sets this program, you know, apart, the community and the support. So let's start with you, Glendora. How do you think community plays a part into your maintenance journey or to, you know, how successful or supported you feel?
Yeah, I think, you know, losing weight in other places is quite a lonely journey, even with, you know, going to a group and you weigh in once a week, but that, and you sit in a meeting and you hear things, it doesn't feel like a community, because then you go away for the rest of the week and you're slogging away at it by yourself. And then sometimes you're the only one in your circle of friends and family that's losing weight. And so that can feel really lonely as well. And then when you're no longer part of the main weight loss group, that was such a huge sense of community. And when I stepped away from that, I had a sense of loss. And so being able to come back into the maintenance group and finding community with other people who are in the exact same boat as I am. And then, like you said, the challenge bringing us all together for community, it makes a big difference. It just helps you to stay focused on maintenance and finally and forever, but you haven't lost the people that you've been traveling with through the whole time. So, yeah.
What about you, Vicky?
Yeah, the sense of community has been amazing. I would get up and participate in the lives like at 6 a.m. because I just felt like literally like, you know, part of a family. And it always just started the day off right. you know, the comments from members and from, you know, you folks, you know, it really, really just, you know, it was really the icing on the cake, you know, that you never felt alone. You always felt supported. You know, just, yeah, even on the good days, the bad days, you're celebrated. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And Sid, I mean, Sid, you've been a vocal part of the weight loss group. You're a vocal part now of this maintenance group. How has community really played a part into it for you and during your maintenance journey?
Well, maintenance is a continuity. That's mm-hmm. the first thing that comes to my mind. When I started in the weight loss group, I loved the fact that I could say anything and there was always somebody who would answer me right away and there was never any feeling like you were being ridiculed. And then coming in here to maintenance, it's the same feeling. There's always somebody around who's responding. It's though they're probably, and they probably are waiting for us to have a say, but mm-hmm. the fact that no matter what we say, it's smiled upon. And mm-hmm. I love that.
Would you guys say that, you know, so for maybe those members that are not quite as active or you know, don't really feel that sense of community yet or feel that importance of it, do you think that having this community has made you a bit more confident, like has helped you like trust yourself a little bit more? Like how does that play into it? Glenda, you go first. I'm going to.
Okay.
Jump in.
You lose the weight, you follow the plan, you get there, and then it's like, and now what? But then being on the Facebook group with other people, and you see people like Sid and Vicky who are doing it, right? Like they're maintaining, they're living their lives, they're, you know, putting all of the things into practice that we've learned. And so, again, that sense of not being alone. And so if they can do it, then I can do it as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Vicky, what about you?
Yeah, I really find that like being involved, you know, commenting, cheering others on, you know, just staying engaged is so empowering and so important, because it's easy to kind of, you know, find something else that's a priority. Whereas I find staying involved in the groups, it really keeps you on task mm-hmm. and keeps, you know, this journey front of mind where it needs to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a comment from a member here saying, definitely being part of the group grounds you. And I think, Vicky, when you were saying that, the member had just posted that and then you said that. And I think that's the hugely, like for me, that was what always kept me present in the weight loss groups when I was on my journey, was just, you have that routine of getting up in the morning, let's see what everybody's saying in the group. And that sense, having that place to do that when you continue on does, I think it's like a little bit, you know, that thread that kind of still connects us to, you know, the living the Libby way or whatever, is like that thread that's going to connect us and continue through all of our stages of our progress and of weight loss with the Libby method. I think this is like that community is the one thing that, you know, not everybody that you finished with is coming with you, but there's a new group of people that were ahead of you, and that community thread is continuous, even if the members are kind of rotating through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can say too that the groups where I was the most involved and I was the most engaged were the most successful. So the more sort of absentee I was, or maybe not quite as diligent on going through, you know, each and every guide and all that sort of stuff, it shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, we've said like it does take a bit of work, right? And you do have to show up and you do have to check in. That was really the message in the weight loss group. And then, you know, before we had a maintenance group, we didn't really, we thought, you know, yeah, you go live your life. You've lost your weight. You have the tools. You can go ahead and do that. And we know now how much this community is needed. And, you know, whether it's to build confidence or whether it's to feel like you're around people that are supporting you or you're learning from other members and you're encouraged from other members, I think it really is an amazing space that we've created here.
Yeah. Jeff,
can I say that it feels like, especially with this latest round of M&M, it feels like you're in touch with our thoughts. I'll wake up in the morning and I'll turn to my wife and have a question, or she'll have a question, and all of a sudden a post is appearing that day from M&M, which is addressing exactly our questions. And so I really like the way you've taken the program lately.
Yeah, thanks. And, you know, we are ever evolving and we're ever changing. And really, these posts are coming from a place from our members, right? And this is why we say engage. Let us know. You know, we want to know what you're thinking and how you're feeling, because that's going to help build this program and help build this information to support everybody. You know, the goal is to get everybody living finally and forever, obviously mindfully, but, you know, following guidelines and principles. But yeah, I think the growth of this community and, you know, everybody sharing has really helped to really develop that and shape it into what it is now. We're not mind readers over here. We wish we could be, you know. I wish we could read everybody's mind and help everybody like that. But wouldn't that be wonderful? The other thing I wanted to talk about too, you know, having this sense of community. And we talk so much in weight loss, and then now especially in the maintenance and mindfulness group, about creating new habits and, you know, how it's work to create these new habits. And how can we really you know, just reinforce with our members, you know, new habits take time, and, you know, how do we get those habits ingrained, and how do we make them day to day? So we came up with these little challenges to see if, you know, these habits would stick. You know, so I'm interested to hear, like, Glendora, from you. So we put this challenge out there. Is this something that you had been doing in the past? Like, have you been picking up new things or trying to start new habits? Does it make it easier when everybody's here doing it together?
Yeah, I'm a runner, and so that's been something I've done for many years. And then losing the 30 pounds kind of left me, without anything to hold up my ass. Oh, but to hold up my rear end. And I know squats are the way to do it, right? Like, so yeah. I'd already been initiating a little bit of strength training and squats. And when I saw the squat challenge, I was like, that's exactly what I need. Like, everybody else is going to be joining in. I love the competition that happened. I did 30 and I'll raise you 10, right? Like, yeah. So it was fun. And it does. It's like, it's a reminder that those habits, like having the habits are great and building upon them. And then a challenge like that just helped. It's an addition to the habit that I'm already trying to instill in myself. And so it's just a nice addition. And yeah, I've been doing my squats every day. So
yeah, I like what you said there too, about the competitive nature and the competitiveness. And we did see that come out with our members, you know, pushing each other and encouraging each other. And I think what was really important too is that everybody took this, you know, new little habit or, you know, new little challenge and really made it their own. You know, so some members were like, well, I can only do 15 at a time, so I'm going to do 15 in the morning and after I brush my teeth. You know, really stacking that habit with something else they were already doing, or I'm going to do, you know, 10 right after dinner. That's my time. So it's really about working it into your day and being able to, you know, reinforce it. What about you, Vicky? Did you like bang them out all at once, or did you, you know, have to find this little habit, how it's going to fit into your day?
Yeah, the first day I did all 30 at once because I thought, oh, this should be no problem, right? And the next day I actually broke them up into two sets of 15, but I did do them sort of consecutively. Mm-hmm. I found that that worked a little bit better as far as, like, you know, form and things mm-hmm. like that. But yeah, and I love that it was only 3 days to begin with. And that it started on a Wednesday, and I don't know, it just worked, and it was a can-do kind of thing. So I've kept it up. I took a couple of days off when my legs were actually sore, but I'm added, and they're getting easier. And, you know, I might add a few more on.
Yeah. And I actually saw something. You wrote it in the group, so I'm going to just say it out loud. I think it was you that said you're considering like a plank challenge next. Was that you? Did you write that, or 60-second plank challenge? I think it was.
Yeah. You know what? One of my neighbors was doing a plank challenge. So yeah. I kind of, you know, met her where she was at with that for a couple of days, and that did trail off, but we will get back. We'll get that stacking going on, right?
Yeah, it takes time. And sometimes you know, there's different ways you can do it, right? Like you want to focus on one and then move on. And then, you know, maybe you can build upon it. I know, Sid, when we were talking, you were saying that you have a habit of starting a habit and then maybe getting distracted by a new habit. And this is where we were talking about habit stacking. So you don't necessarily have to drop one to pick up another, but maybe finding a way to put them together. So are you still getting your squats in, Sid?
I'm still doing the squats. Yes, okay. I go to an athletic trainer monthly, so mm-hmm. I'm used to 3 sets of 10. So that's what I was doing. I was doing 3 sets of 10 in the morning, another 3 sets of 10 in the afternoon. And today I loved seeing your kitchen post, 6 exercises in the kitchen. Whenever I see a yoga post, I've tried those poses. I've never followed through on them. There's no continuity there. So I can't say that has stuck with me. But I'm a runner as well. Ran the first Manitoba Marathon in 1979. And on and off for the last umpteen years, I've still been running. So, you know, those are my habits. I would have to call it that. So I stack them. I do have multiple exercises every day, whether it be walking or running or at the gym.
What about you, Kim? Are you sneaking in some squats, or what habits do you have now? Wait, Kim, I talk in the background. Our squat habits are need to get better.
Right. Yeah. I think I'm still working on building it as a habit. I think a lot of us did after that original Dr. Tam, we were like, let's do 10 squats an hour in our, get out from our desk break, basically. Right. So, and let me tell you, doing that during your workday every hour somehow equals 30 squats because you miss hours here and there when you're not paying attention to your timers. But yeah. I'm still working on building that as a habit. I was also a runner for years. And it was such a habit to go running. It's something that I built into my lifestyle. And I also did like weight training. I worked out very consistently when I was younger. And now it's not a habit. And I'm trying to build a habit out of it. But it's interesting trying to have a habit that you have in the past and trying to rebuild it into your life is very interesting because you're like, it's like square peg round hole. You're trying to put it in like you did before. And I'm just realizing that habit, I've changed a lot since that was my habit. Like when I was running before, I had 2 little kids in a stroller. It was easy. I just threw them into a stroller and went. Now they just need rides everywhere. So I'm trying to figure out where can I fit in around being their personal Uber drivers, right? Yeah. So as your life changes, you're not necessarily going to. And I think if I had kept the habit up of doing those things, that habit would have evolved with me. But because I stopped doing it and now I'm trying to build it again, definitely struggling with that.
Yeah, I think it takes time, right? And I was reading something that was really interesting about, you know, why are habits important, or why is developing a new habit important? And I don't even know how many times we've said the word habit now in this conversation, but it's, you know, like, When you're creating a new habit, not only does it not make room for old habits to come back, you know, maybe those ones that were a bit less desirable, but it also helps you define and work towards a new goal. So, you know, we talk about making these new goals and maintenance and moving forward. And what if weight loss is not what we're working towards, what are we working towards? And having a habit, like stacking a habit, like 30 squats, maybe that's going to get you to a goal of being more functional or being stronger or, you know, that's the goal. And this is the little habit that's going to get me there. So instead of thinking of it as something like I have to do this every day, or I have, this is something I need to really build into my day, this is something that I'm doing to really move me towards, you know, something at the end, something stronger. So maybe the 30 squats are going to, you know, for Glendora, it's to bring her, you know, behind up. Maybe it's, you know, for Sid, it's to be a bit more functional. Maybe it's, you know, to be able to move a little bit more freely. So I think these little habits of framing them in that mindset, I think it's really, really important.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, so the next thing I wanted to talk about was, movement after weight loss. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about habits now and like squats and, you know, being very specific, but I really, we had a member here that just said, I have absolutely been inspired to expand my workouts, squats daily now, never did them before. Also, Rosemary's rebounder conversation inspired me to do it. And now I love it. So did you notice a change? A lot of you have said that, you know, you were a runner before, or you did, you know, other activities before. Have you found that your movement has changed after weight loss? You know, we ask people, we've asked members before, you know, has their mindset shifted around movement? You know, was movement, we often see it as a punishment. Like I have to move my body. I have to work out because I did this to myself. I ate this, or I indulged here. I did that. Have you found that movement for you, maybe your mindset around it has changed, or are you feeling a bit more inspired to do it, to do it a little bit differently or try some new things? Glendora, you can start again. We'll just go that way.
Well, running has become easier. Where I live, everywhere is a hill. So I'm always running up the hill, and I think, wow, that hill never gets any easier. And as I began to lose weight, it did get easier, and the hills are still hard work, but I definitely noticed that I just moved through my running so much easier. And so I used to be out running in part for mental health and spiritual wellness, but also with that whole intent, I've got to lose weight. And now my running is, I've lost that need to lose weight while I'm running. Now it's just pure joy when I'm running. And so then I am inspired to do other things. That's why I've always kind of dabbled in weights and whatnot. And then I turned 55 this year, and I really want to have a strong functional body moving, you know, through my senior years. And so I'm really inspired now to try strength training and extra squats and things like that in addition to my running. So yeah, it's really changed a lot. Not just the physical weight loss, right? Like carrying 30 pounds less up a hill when you're running is obvious, but it's the other peace of mind, calmness in my spirit that goes along with it too. That's a big weight loss too. Yeah.
Your peace of mind. I mean, excuse me, your peace of mind, just to think like, you know, if members had to, I have to run, you know, I don't enjoy it. I have to do it. And now you're doing it just because you enjoy it. You're not tying it to some sort of, you know, I used the word punishment before. You're not using it as something that you need to do because you did something wrong. You're doing it just solely because you love it.
Yeah, that's right. Running up a hill the next day after a bottle of wine is not much fun.
I'm not sure running up a hill would be any fun for me anytime, but especially after a bottle of wine. What about you, Vicky? Has your movement changed much, or has your mindset changed much?
I would say so. I agree with you that when I do make the choice to, you know, get out and get out for a hike or do something active, that it's because I want to.
Yeah. Not
that I have to or that I should or any of that kind of stuff. It's more just, you know, it's something I enjoy to do and I know it's good for me. And I do it by choice and I do it as a leisure activity instead of as a, like a chore, right? You know, I have to go to the gym or I have to, you know, get my steps in or whatever that might be, right? So for me, it's all about, you know, getting outside and doing the stuff that I like to do and the exercise part just fits into that.
Yeah. You know, that just had me thinking, like, we've heard forever, you know, find something you like and stick with it. Find something you like and stick with it, right? But if you find something you like, but you're sticking with it just for one purpose, and the one purpose is to lose weight or burn a calorie or whatever, like how much do we really love it, you know, or how much do we really enjoy it? Maybe we're really going to stick with something just because we just truly do love it without having to tie, you know, a reward at the end of it or having to tie something like that at the end.
Yeah.
What about you, Sid? So are you still running or have you scaled that back now?
I'm back to running. I was walking only before Gina, and I discovered Japanese running, which is slow jogging. It's slow jogging. It's called Nico Nico, running with a smile. I'll share a link to that one of these days. I do know that since I started on the program, I mean, I've kept up my collagen, I've kept up my calm magnesium, and I credit those with giving me a spring in my step now, and I'm quick to jump out of bed. So I want to get moving. There's nothing keeping me back in the morning. I would have to say yes. The exercise, the movement, it's brought me back to life as far as I'm concerned. Just, you know, never mind that I lost 50 pounds and I was still lighting up a cigarette when I was 50 pounds heavier, you know, after running a marathon. This, you know, it's 100% different from the old me.
Yeah, no kidding. So there's a member here that says, I admire you all that run. Sadly, I can only run if I am in danger. I don't know who wrote that. I can't see the name, but I feel you. I'm one of those people that I have never really been a runner. I've never run. It would have been one of those things that I only did because I felt like I had to do, and have a freedom from that now to just, you know, if I felt like I wanted to pick up the pace when I was walking my dog and do a few jogging steps because I wanted to, I could do that now. So, it really is a fascinating place to be when that mind shift, you know, changes from having to wanting to and loving to.
Yeah, I would say though, for as far as running is concerned, as an example, I would take any exercise, probably you could follow the same path, but when I was younger, I hated running. I got a doctor's note when I was in high school to not have to run for gym class. I had exercise-induced asthma when I was a kid. I loathed running. I never in a million years when I was younger would have thought I would have enjoyed it. And I couldn't actually tell you when it switched at that stage. But I know that's where I kind of see people running now. And I think like, yo, I'm looking forward to getting back to that where I loved it, because I didn't know what I didn't know about running then. And I think what it was like, you, people think about running and they think about gym class. Like where I grew up, there was, I grew up close to the water and there was a big hill that went down to the beach that we used to run on our gym class, lunch break, and we'd have to run back up. On the way back, it was like uphill like this coming back. Like, I'm pretty sure that's why I hated running, because of how we had to run in gym class. But when you go out and you're doing it on your own and you have that freedom, like I can run if I want to run, I can stop and walk if I want to stop, I can pick the pattern, I can pick the music, I can pick where I want to go. It's very different than that mindset of it's gym class. I have to run. I have to do this many hours or whatever. And I think that's something that you, when you feel like you have to do it or you have to fit into that box of how somebody else is doing it, that can be where we get that sort of feeling that we don't love something. And I think that's the biggest thing with the changes that I've made with following the Livy method is that it actually makes me want to do things. I want to try new things just to see how my body and I react now, because I know I'm a completely different person than I was prior to starting the program. So all these things that I thought I couldn't do, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could do that. Like last year, I tried bungee jumping for the first time. Never in a million years would I have done that. But I was like, hey, I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago when I said I would never, ever do that again. And I did it and I loved it. And I didn't have like that in the back of my head, like being self-conscious about my weight, stepping on the scale when you go to do it because you have to get hooked up and everything. None of that was holding me back. So I think this, what I love is that this changes that I've made while following the program have given me the confidence to try things that I either didn't want to try, closed my mind to, or didn't think I could do, or maybe I tried and couldn't do it. So I think that's been a big difference for me.
Yeah, that is huge. What you just said, like, just give it, like, just wanting to try something new because I am a new person, or, you know, you have this new identity. We've talked about that. What can this new person do? I'm not afraid. I don't need to hold myself back. And I think, you know, that's such a huge, huge takeaway. It's just let me try, right? Let's just try, and not having a fear of trying. And you might try it and you might hate it. And you might try it and you might love it. And isn't that the beauty of just, you know, having the confidence and now, and I'm going to say it again, having this community behind you too. I mean, if you're trying something new, we want to know about it. You know, I think that's such a huge takeaway moment, just trying it because you can, and, you know, and not having to worry about it.
Yeah. And, you know, the last time I was actively running part of a run club that was in Kamloops, like a long standing, very, very successful run club that started with, you know, people that would just learn to walk to run to like people that were full out like marathoners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of cool to circle back around to this because what kind of enticed me the most about that was the community part. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really about like, you know, increasing my endurance and like, you know, preparing for a mini marathon or anything. It was showing up every Sunday with all these beautiful people and running alongside them and cheering each other on. So thanks for bringing up that memory, because that's good stuff, right?
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Well, I think that's the big takeaway today. I'm not sure we helped anybody on their maintenance journey, but, you know, with the specifics and the details. But I think if we've just inspired our members to be here and continue and to check in and, you know, be brave and try new things and, you know, be open to what can happen. I think that's, you know, that's the first approach and the first way to come into it. So we're already at 2 minutes over time, if you can believe it. These conversations always go so fast. But I just wanted to close. I just wanted to ask you all, there was a post that came out yesterday. And we had a whole mix of our members, from those that have been here for years to those that are just starting. We asked, if maintenance were a feeling, what would it be? Glendora, if you had to put a feeling to it, what would it be for you?
Well, yesterday, I think I posted a brand new beautiful world. But after today's conversation, I also think freedom is a really big piece of it. Yeah, freedom.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
What about you, Vicky?
I think I just posted this morning, but I said something like, you know, at first there's sort of like some trepidation, you're a little nervous, and then it's a little exciting and rewarding, kind of like a roller coaster. Once you realize that you're safe and it's going to be okay, then it goes from scary to fun, right?
Yeah. So all the feelings, really. We go through all the feelings. What about you, Sid? If you had to put a feeling to maintenance, what would it be for you?
I'm going to say a great big hug.
Oh.
It's like everybody is here for us, and it's just such a good feeling.
Yeah. We're going through it together, right? We're all in it together, going through it together.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I know that, you know, to get all of you here together was, it was last minute, and I'm so happy that everybody was able to join us. For those that are listening, we hope that you come back and read some of these amazing comments. I hope you guys come back and read some of these amazing comments too. The members love to hear from other members. So Glendora, Vicky, Sid, thank you. I'm sure we'll see you around again. We know we'll see you in the group for sure. Kim, we'll see you next week for sure. So I just wanted to put out there, so next week is a little bit different. So our Monday live next week at noon, I will be joining Kim and Gina. We're going to be doing the tweet this week, talking all about maintenance. So it will be in the weight loss group, but we're streaming it into the maintenance and mindfulness group. So that'll be a little bit different. We've got a couple of guest experts that we're streaming in through live. Again, we have our weigh-in next week. And then we're taking a bit of a break for a couple of weeks just to give everybody some time to reset and recharge. But before that, going into the long weekend, I hope everybody has an amazing long weekend. You know, if you choose to indulge, enjoy it. You know, you can always get back on track. And again, thank you. Thank you to everyone that joined us today. And we'll see you next week.
Next week. Bye. Bye. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.